Or Chaim Chelik Sheni, Hilchas Birchas Haperos, Halacha Dalet, Paragraph Yud Aleph. Today's shiur is sponsored by Michael Ben Melech in honor of his mother's yahrzeit, which was yesterday on Shabbos, the 17th of Shvat, Devorah Feiga Bas Rezel. This halacha that we said was based on chapter 37 in Likut Imran, where Rabbeinu Zal spoke about what we refer to as Kalam A and Kalam B, a list of things that were positive, holy things, and the opposite. Rav Nosson Zal connects it to two more important points. V'zeh b'chinas arba tsoimois. Everything Rabbeinu Zal writes about there in Likut Imran is tied into the four fast days that the rabbis have instituted based on the Churban Beis Hamikdash, which are Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, Asorah B'Teves, and Shiva Asor B'Tamuz. Ki Mavoyer B'Maimar Anal, because Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likut Imran, Shal Yidei HaTainis Machnien HaGuf V'Hasichlus, that when a Jew fasts, this is one of the ways that we suppress the body and the foolishness against the soul and the intellect. Dahainu hu arbo yesoidos, meaning we suppress any negativity in the four basic elements that comprise the person, the body. Vinisala hanefesh, and as a result, the soul is able to be elevated. Vialkein hem arbo tsoimos, and this is why there are specifically four fasts, keneged arbo yesoidos, corresponding to these four basic elements, Eish, Ruach, Maim, and Ofor, fire, air, water, and dirt, which are the four components from which the body is made up of. Shenichnoin al yidei hatainis, and the physicalness, the materialistic aspects of it, are subdued by fasting. Because it's from these four basic elements, when chas v'sholom we misbehave, we act improperly, this is what causes the four exiles. Ki ha'akum keneged Yisrael hein b'chinas guf l'gabi nefesh. Because the other nations of the world, compared to the Jewish nation, are like the body compared to the soul. B'chinas oyer v'choshech. Again, the Jewish nation is compared to light, and the others compared to darkness. K'may sh'oimrim, as we say on Mitzoy Shabbos, ha'mavdil ben kodesh l'chol, ben oyer l'choshech, ben Yisroel l'amim, ben yom ha'shvi'i l'sheshes mi'amaisa. Ki oyer, shezeh b'chinas nefesh kanal, hu b'chinas Yisroel, b'chinas Shabbos kanal. Because light, which corresponds to the soul, that corresponds to the Jewish nation, Shabbos. Ukishe'ein misgabrim lahachmiya haguf, and when a person does not put in the proper effort to subdue the body, that the body should be subservient to and under the control of the soul, dahainu hu arbo yesoidos, referring to those four basic elements from which the body is made up, azay nimshochen mehem arba golias chas v'shom. This results in the four exiles, Shemizgabrim ho'akum di'alma chas v'sholom, whereby the other nations of the world become powerful and they're able to chas v'sholom harm us and subdue us. Shehim b'chinas guf kanal, they represent the guf, the body. V'alze misanen arbo et soimois, and it's regarding this that we fast, these four fasts, kedei lahachnia ho'arba yisoidos, in order to subdue any negativity of these four basic elements, b'chinas arba golias, which correspond to the four exiles. Ki ikar ho arbo tsoimois heim al golus Yisroel. Because the main reason behind these four fasts is the fact that the Jewish people were forced to go into exile. Shechorav ha-Beis HaMikdosh v'goli Yisroel me'artzon. The Beis HaMikdosh was destroyed and we were evicted from our land. Validei shemesanin umesablim al galusenu meretz Yisrael, and by our fasting and mourning the fact that we were evicted from Eretz Yisrael, ayideze onu mamshicham aleinu kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Through this, we draw upon ourselves the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. K'mayshomru Chachamin Ezal, as the Gemara says, Kol HaMesaber Al Yerushalayim Zoyche V'roye B'Simchaso, that whoever mourns the destruction of Yerushalayim will be zoyche to see its joy. Alkein, therefore, Al Yidei HaTainis Shel HaArbaot Tzaymos, through these, the fasting during these four fasts, we subdue and humble these four basic elements that make up the body, and the soul is elevated. Because one of the main things that allows the soul to be elevated is the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. V'alkein, kishemavorchen aleze pri, based on that chapter in the Kutimran, we can understand also why the halacha tells us that when a person is making a bracha on a fruit, you're supposed to hold the fruit in your right hand. This is also tied into the elevation of the soul, by subduing and suppressing the bodily desires. And Rabbeinu Zal showed there on the Likutei Moran, and we mentioned this earlier, that this results in a flow of chesed to the world. Goymel nafshoi ish chosid. Rabbeinu Zal quoted that pasuk, that when a person does good things for their nefesh, that generates chesed, ish chosid, miloshim chesed. V'alkein tzrichen leechois hapri b'yamin. This is why it's important to hold the fruit in our right hand, shehi bechinas chesed, which implies that by making the proper bracha on this food, we want to draw chesed down to the world. You might hear it in the background, they're announcing the funeral, the passing away of one of the great Rosh Yeshivas, the Rosh Yeshiva of Brisk, the son of the previous Briskerov, Reb Meshulam Soloveitchik, which is scheduled to take place today. He was 99 years old. They claim he passed away from corona. Could be true, don't know. Paragraph Yud Gimel. V'ze b'chinas yein nesochim b'shas ha-korban. This will also explain why we have these libations of wine at the time that a korban is being brought on the Mizbeach. She'oz malin mi behema l'odom. Whenever a korban is being brought in the Beis Hamikdash, that brings about an elevation of animal being elevated to human. We know that when a person, when a Jew commits a sin, it's referred to as maisa behema, that we acted like an animal, without das. The Gemara says a sin can only be committed when there's a lack of das. Lack of das means behema. And by bringing a korban, we're showing that we realize that we acted like a behemoth, and by performing all the proper laws and customs of bringing the korban, we're elevating ourselves from behemoth to korban, from behemoth to Adam. Shezehu ikar bechinas ha-korban. That's the real importance of bringing a korban. Ve'oz menaschin yayin. And then the Kohanim would pour libations of wine in the special pipes in the Mizbeach. Lahalois hayayin mebechina shikha lezikorin. Thereby elevating the status of the wine from shikha, from forgetfulness, to remembrance. As we spoke about this in the previous year. Bebechinas, as the Pasuk says in Hosea, zichroi keyein levonoim. His remembrance is like the wine of Lebanon. We see the connection between Zikoroin and Yayin. The Targum on that pasuk is Keduchran Yabavois Al Chamar Atik de Misnasech. Like the remembrance of the sounds of the trumpets which were blown during the time when the aged wine was being poured on the Mizbeach. Because forgetting versus remembering correspond to the concept of animal versus human. Kimavur b'maimer hanal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran, that again, a human being has a higher level intellect, which means more of a capacity to remember significant things. Ki b'shas nisu chayayin hayu toikim b'chatzoitzrois, because the Torah tells us that while the Kohanim were pouring this wine on the Mizbeach, there were other Kohanim that were blowing these trumpets. Sheze bechinas zikaron. And the blowing of the trumpets, the Torah tells us, is to remind us of something. Kemoi shekosuv, as the Pasuk says, usikatem b'chatzoitzrois al oiloisechem, there will be trumpets blown when you offer your sacrifices on the Mizbeach, the Korban Oila, v'hayu lochem lezikaroim, and this will be for you a remembrance. So we see that this whole process, the bringing of Korbanos, and especially the Nisuch Hayayin, the pouring of the wine, and the blowing of the trumpets, is all to elevate the zikaroim and to eliminate the shikha, the unhealthy type of shikha. Hainu kanal. This is tied into everything we learned about previously in this halacha. Baruch Hashem. Okay, now we enter a new world, a new halacha, based on a different chapter in Likutei Moran, halacha Dalet, Inyan Birchas Hanenin. The topic is going to be the brachas that we make when we have pleasure from food, V'din Kedima Bepeirois, and also regarding the laws that fruit come before vegetables and other things, and which fruits come first, the chashivus peiros eretz Yisrael, and especially the importance of the fruit that the Torah praises eretz Yisrael about, shekoidmen lebracha, that they come first. When there's a choice of which fruit to make the boyer priyates on, and some of the fruit there are the fruit that eretz Yisrael is praised on, we make the bracha on that. Al pi ha-Torah chavolim naflu libanimim. This halacha will be based on chapter 71 in Likutei Moran, which is based on a pasuk in Tehillim, where it speaks about chavolim and ni'imim. Chavolim is a term that's used to refer to machloikis, lack of peace. Ni'imim, the term noyam, means sweetness, which is referred to specifically in this context, referring to the sweetness when there is peace, when there's no conflict. Ayin shom heitev mei roisha l'soifa. Study that chapter on Likutei Moran well from beginning to end. I want to give a short introduction because we're going to be spending some time on this halacha, and this chapter on Likutei Moran is very unique and significant. Rav Nosson Zal tells us that this shir was given on Friday night of Shabbos Shira. Interesting. We just yesterday was Shabbos Shira, Tavshin Pei Aleph. This shir, this chapter on Likutei Moran, was given on Friday night, and they were speaking at the time regarding the great machlokes that existed among the rabbis, among the leaders, regarding the monies for Eretz Yisrael. During those days, as today also sometimes, there was a community, a religious community in Eretz Yisrael, which relied to a degree on monies coming from Chutz Laretz, from outside of Eretz Yisrael, to support them, to sustain them. And there were messengers that would be sent out from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz Laretz to raise the money that would help sustain the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Nosson Zal writes, Uktsosom hoyo behem pnios shel kovod. Some of the people involved, there were reasons regarding personal kavod that were affecting the decisions and this machloikis, this conflict that existed among these rabbis regarding who should be responsible and who's in charge and exactly how it should be done. And Rav Nosson Zal adds, V'gam Beretz Yisrael yesh al pi roiv machloikis ke'en zeh kiyadua. And in addition, in Eretz Yisrael itself, the majority of machloikis there is related to this, is similar to this, that it's over issues of kavod, personal kavod, and money matters. So this was a topic that was being spoken about, and Rabbeinu Zal gave this shir, this chapter in the Likutei Moran Torah Ayin Aleph, in which he discusses all the factors related to this, the topic of machloikis, and the difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, and many other related topics. Rav Nosson Zal says that the topics over there in the Likutei Moran, v'zeh b'chinas klal birchas hanenim, is tied into the whole concept of making a bracha when you're about to have pleasure from food. Ki ikar habracha hu bishvil lehalois hadavar ulekashroi lenoyam hoelyon. Because the main reason why we make a bracha on food is to elevate it, to elevate that food and attach it to the heavenly sweetness. This term, Noyam Ho'elyoin, is a term that Rabbeinu Zal uses in that chapter on Likutei Moran, and it's used also in Sifrei Kabbalah, Sifrei Hasidus, to refer to a very high-level connection to Hashem. There's a pasuk in Tehillim where Dovid HaMelech says, Achas sho'alti me'eis Hashem oisa avakesh. There's one thing that I ask from Hashem, and that's what I seek. What is it? Shifti beveis Hashem kol yemei chayai. That I should be zeche to live and sit in the house of Hashem my entire life. Lachzois benoyam Hashem, to gaze at the splendor of Hashem, the sweet splendor of Hashem, that's the term there, noyam Hashem, ulevaker beheicholoi, and to visit in the heichal, in the sanctuary of Hashem. This term, noyam Hashem, in Kabbalah, is usually used to refer to Bina, the upper Shechina, the higher level Shechina. In fact, it's brought, Rav Nosson Zal brings it in another place, that the word Noyam is Bigimatria 160, with the Kolel it's 161, which is one of the Miluyim of Hashem's name Ekeh, which is a name of Hashem that's used to refer to Bina, the upper Shechina. That's Noyam. Whereas Heichal, Lachzois Benoyam Hashem, Ulevakir Beheicholoi, whereas the word Heichal usually refers to the sphere of Malchus, the lower Shechina, as it's called. The word Heichal is Bigimatria 65, Hashem's name Aleph Dalet Nun Yud, which is Adon. Adon means ruler, Malchus, the lower Shechina. And we're going to see how this pertains to what we're learning here. So one of our main underlying missions in making a bracha on food is to elevate the food and especially the souls that are found in that food and to connect it to this Noyam Ho'elyoim. Ki zeh yodua, because this is known in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Hasidus, shetzorich ha'odom livli lekabel hanoa v'tainug miguf hadofar shoycha v'shoysen, that a person has to try to elevate themselves to a level where they're not focusing on the pleasure, the physical pleasure, the materialistic pleasure that they're getting from the food or that they're eating or what they're drinking. Rak lahalois hatainug v'yo'avo shemalubosh b'zavdovor, but rather to elevate the pleasure and the love that's found in this item, lahaloisoi l'shaloshoi ho'elyon shebikdusha, to elevate it and plug it into, connect it to its source in holiness. V'shoyresh ho'elyon shel kol ho'ahavois v'atanugim hu bechinas noyam ho'elyon. The heavenly source of all pleasures and all love, all types of love, is referred to as this Noyam Ho'elyoin, this heavenly splendor. Shemishom nishtalshuin v'nimshochin kol ne'imois hatamim v'tanugim sheyesh b'chol dovor. And it's from up there, from that very high spiritual place, that there spirals down all the different types of sweetnesses and pleasures that are found in everything in this world. Bibichinas, as it says in Shir HaShirim, Mayofis umanoamt, how beautiful you are and how sweet you are, referring to the divine spirit of Hashem. Ahava b'ta'anugin, you are the love that's found in all pleasures. Shekol ho'ahavois shemelubashim b'chol ha'tanugim, all of the love, I love this and I like that, all of the love and joy and pleasure that's found in everything in this world, kulam nimshachim b'sharoshoi ho'elyoin mibechinas noyom ho'elyoin, all of them originate from and are an extension of that noyam ho'elyoin, that heavenly splendor and sweetness, shehu bechinas Yosef, which is also a term that's used about the tzaddik, Yosef. Shehoyo yefei toya vifei mare. The Torah describes him as beautiful, beautiful appearance, beautiful looks, handsome. Vezehu, and this is what the pasuk says, my yofis umanoamt ahavo. We see all three terms being put together, yofi, noyam, and ahavo. These are all one and the same. Ubishvil zet srichen levorech al kol dover shiroitze lehonis menu. And it's for this reason that we're required to recite a bracha over anything that we're going to have pleasure from in this world. Kal yidei habracha humekasher umale hadover lesharosho lebechinas noyim elyon. Because by reciting a bracha over this thing, I'm elevating and attaching that item to its heavenly source. Lebechinas noyam hoelyon. Ki kol habrachois because all blessings that we make are an expression of song and praise to Hashem. We are praising and blessing Hashem who created this thing. And therefore, all the brachos that we make in Yiddishkeit, period, are all an aspect of this heavenly splendor. Bebechinas, as it says in a pasuk in Tehillim, which we recite on Shabbos morning in Shachris, ki noim nova sehila, that the tehila, the praise, praising Hashem, is something that's sweet and beautiful. Noim, sweet, that noyam hoelyon, and nova. Nova is another word for beautiful. So we see that praising Hashem, the praises of Hashem, are referred to also as this noyam ho'elyon. Uchsiv, there's another pasuk that says, Zamru lishmoi, let us sing to the name of Hashem, ki noim, because it is sweet. Sheze bechinas ne'im zmirois Yisrael. And this is also why David HaMelech was called the sweet singer of Klal Yisrael. Again, that these zmirois, these songs, these praises of Hashem, this is the connection to that noyam ho'elyon. Shehevi sham Rabbeinu Zal b'soif ha-toyrah. At the end of that chapter on the Likutei Moran, Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this ne'im zmirois Yisroel. Ki kol habrochois heim bechinas zmirois utehilois v'tishbochois l'Hashem Yisborach. Because all of the brochois that we recite are all a form of song and praise to Hashem. Shal yidei ze ikar ha-hiskashrus lebechinas noyam ho-elyon. And this is one of the most powerful, effective ways of us connecting to and attaching ourselves to this noyam ho-elyon. Ki I efshir lidovek b'habayris b'arashmoy, because it is impossible to attach oneself deeply to Hashem. Liskois lenoyam ho-elyon, and to be zoche to this heavenly splendor, lachsois benoyam Hashem, to gaze at the splendor of Hashem, kiim al yedei diburei brochois v'hoidois utfilois v'shirois v'tishbochois, without speaking praises of Hashem, blessings and praises and prayers. Shekulam heim bebechinas noyam. All of these prayers, all of our prayers, Shachris, Mincha Ma'ariv, Tehillim, Hispoidus, are all a form of this noyam, this noyim nova sehila. Bechinas ne'im zmirois Yisrael kanal. Veze bechinas klal kol habrochoi shetzrichen levorech al kol dover shenenem imenu. And this also explains the whole general concept of being required to make a bracha on anything that you're going to have pleasure from. V'osur lehonois me'olam hazeh b'lei bracha. A person is not allowed to have any pleasure, any benefit from anything in this world without making a bracha. Ki tzrichin lahalois ulekasher kol hahanois v'hataimim v'hatanugim l'sharoshon. Because it's our mission to elevate and connect all the pleasures of this world, all the different tastes of this world, to elevate it and plug it into its source, Shehu Noyam Hoelyon, which is this heavenly splendor, Sheze Zoichin Al Yidei Habrocha Bekavona. A person accomplishes this when they recite the bracha, thinking about what they're saying, reciting it carefully, and thinking about the words that I'm saying. Shehu Bechinas Noyam Kanal. The blessing, the praise of Hashem, is an expression of this Noyam, this heavenly sweetness. Shalideze Malin Umekashrin Kol Ho Avois Vatanugim Lishaloshom. Through this, we elevate and attach all of the pleasures of this world and all of the loves of this world, we attach it Libechinas Noyam Ho Elyon, to its source in holiness, which is this heavenly splendor. Rav Nosson Zal's taking us to a different place. Again, there are people who are living in this world and they're living a mundane, physical, materialistic life, even Jews, even religious Jews. And Rav Nosson Zal's taking us to a place of spirituality, to a place that even when we're eating and drinking, a Jew has the ability, which a person would say, this is physical stuff. A person has the ability to use that as a springboard for a very deep, high-level connection to Hashem. V'alkein, and therefore, Iker Kedushas Kol HaMacholim Humei Eretz Yisrael. The main holiness of all foods comes and draws from Eretz Yisrael. Shezeo B'chinas Kol HaMitzvois HaTluyos Baretz Shekulam B'minei Maichol. And this is why the Torah speaks about mitzvahs that are specifically related to Eretz Yisrael and not to other countries, and they all revolve around food. Dahainu hashivaminim, especially revolving around those seven special species that Eretz Yisrael is praised about. Ukemuva la'el, as we spoke, as we discussed in the previous halachas. Ki ikar hashpoas noyam ho'elyoin huberetz Yisrael. Because the main location on earth where this Noyam Ho'elyon, this heavenly splendor, is flowing is in Eretz Yisrael. Kimavur Bahatoyra Nal, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in chapter 71 in the second half of Likut Imran. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a Gemara where the Gemara says that the rabbis of Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara quotes the pasuk that we quoted in the beginning of this halacha, Chavolim Nafluli Baneimim. And the Gemara says, Neimim refers to the rabbis in Eretz Yisrael. Shemanimim Zeloze Bahalacha. That when they study Torah together, they're sweet to each other. They cooperate with each other. The learning goes together with a peace, a peacefulness, and a sweetness. Whereas the Gemara says the rabbis of Chutz Loretz are referred to as Chavolim, Choivlim. Choivlim means Balei Machlokis. They're always arguing. And Rabbeinu Zal shows over there in Likud Imran that again, Eretz Yisrael is the place, the center of this Noyam Ho'elyon, this Ni'imus. V'alkein Shom Be'Eretz Yisrael Iker Kedusha Su'achila. And this is why it's in Eretz Yisrael that we find the true holiness of eating. Ki ikar kedusha suachila hu kishezoichin lekasher hatam vahatainuk lebechinas noyam hoelyon kanal. Because what makes eating into a spiritual experience, into something holy, is when we're able to elevate the taste and the pleasure of the eating to that Noyam Ho'elyon, to connect it to Hashem, to connect it to spirituality. Shehu Bechinas Moichin Shel Eretz Yisrael. This is the concept of the Seichel of Eretz Yisrael, which is referred to as this Noyam. V'alkein, Iker Kol HaBrochei Shemavochen Al Kol HaMacholim Anu Lameidim Yibirchas HaMozoim. This is why the Gemara teaches us that the whole requirement to make a bracha on food is learned from the Birkas Hamozoin. K'may Shomru Rabbi Senezal, as the Gemara says, Hash the La'achrov Mavorich Lefanov Le'koshkin. If after eating we have to make a bracha, then certainly before eating we should make a bracha. Ki Iker Kol HaBrochoi Sulahamshich Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Because again, one of the main reasons behind all of the brachas that we recite is to draw the holiness of Eretz Yisrael into that food and into ourselves. Shehu Bechinas Noyam Ho'elyon. Eretz Yisrael is the location of this Noyam Ho'Elyon on earth. Kedei lahalois ulakasher kol ho'avois l'sharoshim kanal. In order to thereby elevate and attach all types of pleasure and love to its source. V'alkein lemeidin kol habrochas mibirchas hamozoin. And this is why the Gemara learns out the requirement of making all blessings from birchas hamozoin. Ki ikar birchas hamozoin hu lahamshich b'chinas k'dushas Eretz Yisrael. Because the whole focus of birchas hamozoin is drawing the holiness of Eretz Yisrael upon us. K'mashe kosuf, as it says clearly in the Torah, v'yochalto v'savoto uverachto, you'll eat and you'll be fully satisfied. And after you finish eating, uberachto es Hashem alekecho, you'll bless Hashem al ha'oretz, over the land of Eretz Yisrael. Ukemevor leel kam upon him, as we discussed this previously several times. V'alkein peiros Eretz Yisrael koid min levrocho. And it's for this reason that fruit of Eretz Yisrael are given priority, that will make the bracha on them rather than on anything else. Ki ikar habracha hi lahamshich kedushas Eretz Yisrael. Because again, the main reason for making the bracha is to draw the holiness of Eretz Yisrael. Shehu bechinas noyam, which is this heavenly sweetness. Shehu shoyresh ho'elyon shebigdusha shel kol hatamim vo'avois vatanugim sheboilam, which is the heavenly source of all tastes and all loves and all pleasures of this world. Shezoichen lozeh al yidei habrocha kanal. And we're zoichen to connect to that through the bracha that we recite. Because the bracha is also an expression of this noyam, this heavenly sweetness. Paragraph Beis. V'yalkein tiknu chachameinu zaldin kedima bepeirois. Kifi chashivus umailas haperois. And this will explain also this whole concept of respect that plays a major role in dealing with making brachos on fruits, that we want to show respect to the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, and we want to show respect to the more significant one, which one comes first and which one is last. Kifi chashivus umailas haperois. Ki kol hakovoid v'hachashivus sheboilam nimshach mishom. Rav Nosson Zal explains, based on the Likutei Moran, that all the kavod, all of the respect and significant importance in this world, all originates from up there, from that noyam ho'elyon, kimavur ba'toirana, as Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Now remember, we said before the pasuk, Lachsois benoyam Hashem ulevakir beheholoi. We said that the noyam Hashem was the upper shechina, bina, and heholoi was the malchus, the lower shechina. And the malchus, the lower shechina, which is synonymous with kovoid, melech hakovoid, v'yovoi melech hakovoid, receives its light from above, from that noyam Hashem, from that bina, from that upper shechina. And Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this elaborately over there. He speaks a lot about this issue of kovoid in that chapter in the Likutei Moran. So the kovoid and chashivus, all of the kovoid and chashivus in this world originates from that noyam ho'elyoin. Shalidei hashpoas ha-noyam ho'elyoin nimshach hisgalus kevoida yisporach. It's when there's a flow of that heavenly sweetness, that heavenly splendor, that's what broadcasts and reveals Hashem's kavod in the world. Shehu shoyresh habriya, which is the whole foundation of creation. Shoyresh kol ha'sora mamorois, it's also the foundation of the 10 statements of creation, shebohem nivra olam, which Hashem used to create the world. Rabbeinu Zal quotes a pasuk in Tehillim, uveheicholoi kuloi oimer kavoi. In Hashem's sanctuary, uveheicholoi kuloi oimer kavoi, everyone speaks respect. Oimer refers to those asora mamorois. Kuloi oimer means all 10 of those statements of creation, kuloi oimer kavoi, are an expression of the kavoi of Hashem. Everything in this world, is an expression of the kavod of Hashem. As we mentioned many times, the pasuk lichvoidi berosiv yitzartiv afasisiv. Hashem says, I created everything in this world for my kavod, for my respect. Ayin Shem, again, look over there in chapter 71 in Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on this. V'alkein roi lachloik kavod v'chashivus lahaperois le'inyan bracha. And this is why it's proper to designate, to show respect and importance to different fruits, le'inyan bracha, regarding the bracha that we make, lahakdim horoi lahakdim, to give priority and preference to the one that we're supposed to give priority to. Kal yidei habracha nimshach hashpoas noyam ho'elyon. Because when we're reciting the bracha, we're turning on that faucet of that flow of noyam ho'elyon, shemishom ikar hakovoy v'chashivus, which is the source of all respect and importance. V'alkein roiv hakovod shebnei yodam mechabdim ze ezeh hu b'minei maichel u'mishta. And this is why, mostly, when people want to show respect for each other, they do it by offering food or a drink. K'derech ha'olam, as is the custom in the world, shekesh'echod nichnas l'beis chaveroi, when someone comes into their friend's home, v'roitzel chabdoi, and the friend wants to show respect to the guest, hu mechabedoi soy be'ezeh dvar maichol u'mashka. The way that you show respect for your guest is by giving them food or drink. V'chein omer rabbi seinus al inyan isur v'heter. And we find also when our rabbis discuss which foods are permissible and which foods are forbidden, and if some of the forbidden food falls into into permissible food, how much, what's the quantity of the forbidden food that will damage the permissible food? And one of the criteria is chaticha horu'uya l'iskabed. It has to be a piece that deserves, that you would use to show respect to a person. You would offer this size piece to a guest. Ki ikar kol hakovoid nimshach minoyam ho'elyoin. Because as we mentioned before, the real essence of all respect originates from that noyam ho'elyoin. Shehashpo'osoy melubosh b'chol hamacholim u'mashkois. Whereby this flow of noyam ho'elyoin is cloaked in this world in all types of food and drink. V'alkein shom ikar hakovoid kanal. And that's why that's one of the main places of respect in this world, food. V'ze b'chinas shulchan malachim. And this is why we have an expression in the Gemara and Halacha, a food that would qualify to be put on the tables of kings. B'chinas melech hakovoid. King is synonymous with kovoid, respect. K'mo shekosav Rabbeinu Zal b'Makamachar in chapter 67 of Likutei Moran. Ki ikar hakovoid mezgale al yidei b'chinas noyam ho'elyoin. Because any revelation of kovoid in this world, of respect in this world, originates from that noyam ho'elyoin, shezoichen lekapel misham b'shas hashulchan dikdusha, whereby a Jew is zoicha to receive from that flow of noyam ho'elyoin, to receive that holy kavod at the time that a person is conducting a holy table, kishezoichen levorich habrochos karoy kanal, which means when we're reciting the brochos with the proper respect. Paragraph Gimel. V'ze ma shehatoyre mishabeches eseret Yisrael b'shivas haminim sheyesh bo peirois toivim ko'ele v'shi'eret zovas cholav u'dvosh. This will explain to us something that's difficult for many people to understand, especially those people who are looking for spirituality. They're looking for holiness, and they look, why is the Torah spending, when the Torah speaks about the holiest place on earth, Eretz Yisrael, it defines it by physical things, flowing with milk and honey, and wheat, and olives, and these things. Who cares? Who's interested? I'm not interested in that. I'm looking for spirituality. V'lechoyra hadovra tamua. Rav Moshe Zal says, this seems to be strange. V'chizehu shevach shel Eretz Yisrael hakedoy shel kol kach. This is the praise of this Eretz Yisrael that's supposedly so holy. V'ashem Yisborach hivtiach bekama havtocha islav from Yitzchok liYaakov loses lahem es oretz lazaron, and Hashem promised Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov many times that he's going to give this land to them and to their children. Ubiser liYisrael alidei Moshe kama v'kama pamim, and Hashem informed the Jewish nation through Moshe Rabbeinu many times shehu muchan lekayim haftachosoy, that Hashem is prepared to fulfill this promise liten lohem es oretz, to give us this land, the promised land. V'chol haTorah maleya mishevach Eretz Yisrael lama'ayin umedaktek bo, and the entire Torah is full of praises of Eretz Yisrael to anyone who studies the Torah carefully, who looks carefully in the Torah. They'll see this all over the place. V'chol pam shemoychiach umaziroisam al kiyum haTorah v'mitzvos, and whenever Hashem is reprimanding the Jews or warning us about making sure to fulfill the Torah and the mitzvahs, beklolius, whether he's speaking on a general level, or beprotius, or on a detail level, humaskir al piroi v'seretz Yisrael. Usually, you'll mention there, so that I'll bring you Teretz Yisrael, k'dei lovoi loreshes esoretz, in order that you'll be able to go and inherit the land. K'mavur bepsukim rabim ein misbar, as is mentioned in countless psukim all over the Torah. V'chikol horash hazeh k'dei lechol peiros toivim k'ela. All of this commotion, all of this noise, is just to be able to eat this fruit. Ach be'emes ikar hakavonahu sheyesh bo peiros toivim umesukim k'ela shemekablim taimom uneimus mesikusa minoyam hoelyoy. What's really behind this, and what's really Hashem's intention, is to make us realize that Eretz Yisrael has such good, sweet fruit and produce that receives its taste and its sweetness from that Noyam Ho'elyon, from the highest place. V'shom daiko yecholin lehiskasher leNoyam Ho'elyon, and it's there in Eretz Yisrael specifically that a person can more easily connect to this Noyam Ho'elyon, this heavenly splendor, al yidei ha'peiros ha'toivim sheyeshon, through the wonderful fruit and produce in Eretz Yisrael, al yidei shenizke lekayim ha'mitzvos ha'tluyim bahem, by being zoche to fulfill the mitzvos that are related to this produce, shenoyagim be'Eretz Yisrael daika, and some of these mitzvos apply only in Eretz Yisrael, trumos, maisrois, other things, nimtza, She'ikar ma'shibeshabeach es Eretz Yisrael b'shiva saminim atoivim. So therefore, we conclude that the real meaning behind the Torah praising Eretz Yisrael about these seven special things, ikar hakavona al shoyresh hatam shalahem. It's really telling us about the connection to the source of the special taste of these foods, shehu noyam ho'elyon, which is that heavenly splendor, shezoichin be'eretz Yisrael daika, which a person can more readily and more easily connect to specifically in Eretz Yisrael. V'ze bevadai shevach godol v'noy ramoi. And that's, wow, that's something very special. That's an incredible praise, if we can say that about a certain location, that this is the place where you can form this incredible high-level connection to Hashem. Ki ikar avoidas ha'odom kol yemei chayov hu liskois lenoyam ho'elyon. Because the main effort of a person, of a Jew in this world, throughout their entire life, is to be zoche, to connect with this noyam ho'elyon, this heavenly splendor. At lachsois benoyam Hashem, to be zoche, to gaze at the Noyam Hashem, lehakir gedulosei isborach, and to achieve the highest level possible recognition of Hashem's greatness. Kama shekosuv, as it says in Tehillim, achas shoalti me'es Hashem, one thing I ask of Hashem, oisa avakesh, that's what I'm seeking. What is it? Lachsois benoyam Hashem, to gaze at the Noyam Hashem. I believe it's the Arizal that says that the word achas There's a Gemara, which Rav Nosson Zal is going to quote shortly, where the Gemara says that there are three things that don't come easily, that a person has to struggle for, and a person experiences Yisurin in trying to achieve it. One is Eretz Yisrael, the second is Torah, and the third is Chaye Olam Haba, the life in the future world. And I believe it's the Arizal that says that the word Achas makes up, the Aleph is Eretz Yisrael, the Ches is Chaye Olam Haba, and the Tof is Torah. Because all three of these are expressions of this Noyam Hashem, this heavenly splendor. It's found in Eretz Yisrael, especially, and Rabbeinu Zal over there in Likut Imran, quote, the Gemara says, Ein Chochma Kechochma Eretz Yisrael, that regarding Torah, there is no Torah like the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. And so too, Olam Haba is the place of this Noyam Hashem. This world, the physical world, is usually referred to by the number 7, 7 days in the week, 7 years in the Shemitah. When we go above 7, when we go to 8, when we go to the level of Bina, there we're going into Olam Haba, which is again an example of this Noyam Hashem, this heavenly splendor. Okay, let's see if we can just complete this paragraph. And this is why our rabbis tell us about Moshe Rabbeinu, Shenisave le'eretz Yisrael kol kach, that he had such a strong, burning desire for Eretz Yisrael. V'hispalel tof kuf tesvav tfilois kedei lavoi l'Eretz Yisrael. And he prayed 515 prayers to get to Eretz Yisrael. V'hikshu al zeh, the Gemara asks about this, v'chilechul mipirya hutzorich v'lizboya mituva. Why was Moshe Rabbeinu so desperate to get to Eretz Yisrael? Is it to eat from its fruit? And to satisfy himself from its goodness? So the Gemara says, no, it was nothing like that. Ela bishvil lekayim hamitzvos hatluyos ba'aretz. It was because Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to be able to fulfill those mitzvos which could only really be done in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Nosson Zal asks, v'hadovar temua. This whole discussion is very strange. Udekorila, my korila. The one who asked this question in the beginning, what was he thinking? Was he thinking that Moshe Rabbeinu is a fruit-caholic? That he's into sweet things? V'chiyal al hadas she'moshe yisav l'eretz Yisrael b'shvil lechol nipir azman yituva? Would it occur to any rabbi, to anyone, that Moshe Rabbeinu, his desire for Eretz Yisrael is to be able to eat the fruit? Ach ikar ha'kushye v'hateretz hu'mashukosavno. Rav Nosson Zal says, but what's really going on in that question and answer in the Gemara is what we're speaking about here. Ki machma sheroyin shemoish Rabbeinu v'shal mishabeach es Eretz Yisrael b'shevach haperos nam. Because we see that when Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking to the Jews and he's telling us about how great Eretz Yisrael is, he speaks about the fruit and the produce. Al kein hu makshezois. This is why the rabbi is asking this question, v'chilecho mipirya? Is that the issue here? Is that why a Jew goes to Eretz Yisrael to be able to eat the special Jaffa oranges? Ki anuroyin shekol shevach Eretz Yisrael mishbech yisa, shi Eretz cholav udvash, Eretz chita sorgev enteina. We see throughout the Torah that when Moshe Rabbeinu is speaking about Eretz Yisrael, that's all he's talking about. It flows with milk and honey, and it's got wheat and barley. And this is why the Gemara answers, Ela bishvil kaye mitzvos hatluyos baretz. His real desire and craving was to fulfill the mitzvos that are dependent on Eretz Yisrael. Hainu, what this is teaching us is, ki be'emes, shevach Eretz Yisrael, hein peiroseho atoiv v'nim. It's true that the Torah throughout praises Eretz Yisrael about its sweet, wonderful fruit and produce. U'bishvil zeh hisave Moshe l'Eretz Yisrael. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to get to Eretz Yisrael. Ach loy hoiso kavanose chasrom letam hagashmi shel haperos. But his desire, his craving, wasn't for the physical, materialistic sweetness of these fruit. Rak ikar kavanosoi kedei liskois l'kayim hamitzvois hatluyim boretz. His main intention was that he wanted to fulfill the mitzvos that are dependent on Eretz Yisrael, כדי שעל ידי המצוויס יקשר טעם המסיקוס ונעימוס הפירוס לשלושון. So that by fulfilling those mitzvahs of trumois and maisrois and orlo and chalav and making the proper brachos on the food, through those mitzvahs, yekasher tam hamesikus unimus aperus l'shaloshon. This will enable him to attach the taste and the sweetness of those fruits to its source. Lebechinas noyam ho'elyoin, shezeh Iker Chukas Moshe, this is the main desire and yearning of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Chol HaTzadikim, and all Tzadikim. What is it? Lizkois Lachsois Benoyam Hashem. To be zoche, to gaze at and to connect to this Noyam Hashem, Sheze Iker HaTachlis. This is the real goal and purpose and mission in life. To be zoche, to connect to this Noyam Hashem. Any questions, please?
With the bracha, I would expect that maybe we wouldn't be able to say one bracha and cover multiple fruits. I should want to make a bracha for each fruit so I can be connected to the Noam Hashem of each fruit.
The answer is here again, that the Torah, the rabbis, were the ones, they're the ones who are most qualified to teach us the Ratzon Hashem. And they knew to make a separation, let's say, between Ho'etz and Ho'adoma, that even though all fruit grow from the ground, it's actually growing from the ground. An apple tree, an orange tree, a fig tree, all are coming from the ground, it originates from the ground, still there's a distinction, there's a separation between Ho'adoma and Ho'etz. But again, that the Brocha Boirei Pri Ho'etz is significant enough and has everything needed to affect the tikkun on every different type of fruit that grows on a tree. We know there's a shechianu, an additional bracha shechianu that we make when we haven't had that fruit for an entire season or something like that. But here again, the Torah and the rabbis, the way they were zeicha to understand the ratzon of Hashem, they're the ones who are able to teach us that by saying this bracha is the key that will unlock the Noyam Hashem that's found in all of these different types of fruits, and be able to connect us to that very high place. Anyone else, please?
So basically, Noyam HaElyon is a certain type of pleasure which the person gets when he is doing mitzvahs. So basically, he's enjoying mitzvahs, it's different from the taste. That's what it is?
The answer is Noyam Hashem is spiritual. It's nothing physical at all. And it's a certain very high level connection to Hashem. We know that in general, all of us, every Jew wants to connect. Everything we do is about connecting to Hashem. But in connecting to Hashem, there are levels and levels and levels. In that chapter in Likutei Moharan and what we're learning now, we're talking about making an extremely high level, deep connection to Hashem. Recognizing that there's the Shechina, there's the standard Shechina that we refer to, which is the Malchus of Hashem, the Kingdom of Hashem, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, and then there's a certain super, super high level referred to as the upper Shechina, Bina, Olam Haba, and that's also called Noyam Hashem. And we have the ability to connect to that Noyam Hashem from this world if we look at things the right way, if we're able to see through the gashmius, and if we're able to make the right choice, that when I'm eating this fruit, instead of focusing on the physical taste of it and the physical pleasure, I realize that any physical pleasure is coming from a source in ruchnius, a source in spirit. It's coming from Hashem, who is not physical, and there's nothing physical whatsoever about Hashem, nothing materialistic. And wanting to connect to there. Because again, every human being is comprised of a body and a soul. The body is gashmi, is physical. The nefesh is ruchni, the nefesh is chelek el kami mal. And when I'm engaging anything in this world, there's always a question, is it a physical connection? Is it a body connection? Or is it a soul connection? And Rav Nosson Zal is teaching us here how when eating fruit, especially, the person can make an incredible high-level soul connection to Hashem. Anyone else, please?
Nossen, is it true to say that the taste, especially the sweetness in the foods, is a hint to or is an expression of or an aspect of this Noam Elyon itself?
Exactly, exactly. That's exactly the point that Rav Nosson Zal is trying to show us here. So again, some people are impressed by the cover. Cover of a book, personally, wow. And they don't open the book to read the book, that kind of thing. The physical taste and sweetness, everything, is a cover of what's really underneath, which is this Noyam Hashem. Any other questions, please?
Rav Nosson?
Yes.
You saw the show Shavoida brings down that the taste of the food is in the choices and Kiddusha, which is in the food. And he says that the more taste the food has, the more nutritious it has in it. And it brings it down from a rhythm. So it's like very strong connection between the taste and spirituality.
Exactly.
Because we have to go not just by the taste and go beyond it.
Exactly. Exactly.
As I understand what you said.
Exactly. Wishing everyone a wonderful day and a wonderful week. This is Parshas Yisro this week, Kabbalah Satoira. We should be zeicha to all kinds of new levels of living a what the Torah calls a good life, a real good life. And to all the refuahs and yeshuas that all of us need, Mitzvah Shem.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson.
Sure. All the best.
Thank you so much, Rav Nosson.
Thank you.
Have a good day.